إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد فإني أرحب بكم جميعا في درس الليلة في شرح الأربعين النووية. I welcome all of you. We continue tonight reading from the explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi from the book of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Doktor Salih al-Fawzan حفظه الله المنحة الربانية في شرح الأربعين النووية الحديث الثلاثون حديث number 30 عن أبي ثعلبة الخشني جرثومي بن العاشر رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله تعالى فرض فرائض فلا تضيعوها وحد حدودا فلا تعتدوها وحرم أشياء فلا تنتهكوها وسكت عن أشياء رحمة لكم غير نسيان فلا تبحثوا عنها. In this hadith, on the authority of Abi Thalib al-Khushani رضي الله عنه, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down religious duties, so do not neglect them. He subhanahu wa ta'ala has set boundaries, so do not overstep them. And He has prohibited some things. Allah has prohibited certain things. So do not violate them. About some things Allah was silent out of compassion for you and mercy, not forgetfulness. So seek not after those things. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله الله سبحانه وتعالى شرع لعباده ما يصلحهم في دينهم ودنياهم. Says Allah سبحانه وتعالى legislated for His servants that which rectify their affairs and bring them good in this life and in the hereafter. The legislations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees good for the people religion and also for their livelihood. قال قوله فرض فرائد يعني أوجب واجبات فالفرض هو الواجب. In the Shaykh mentioned, as for the statement of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it says فرض فرائد, Allah سبحانه وتعالى has made certain things obligatory upon His servants. فرض is واجب. We heard these two terms, فرض and واجب. That which is obligatory. وقيل إن الفرض أكد من الواجب. So also he says, some of the ulama, they says that the fard is a higher than a wajib as related to قال آكد والواجب هو ما يثاب فاعله ويعاقب تاركه. And as for الواجب, that which is obligatory, it is that which, this hukum, this ruling, that which if a person does it, will be rewarded. And if he does not act upon it, he is punished. يقول الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله الواجب هو ما يثاب فاعله امتثالا. يضيف الشيخ ابن عثيمين هذا القيد امتثالا لله, هذا هو الذي يثاب. الشيخ ابن عثيمين he adds something, he says رحمه الله the obligatory is that which if a person does it willingly will be rewarded, not just does it because he wants to do it, he knows this is what Allah has commanded. قال فأوجب واجبات وألزم بها من الطاعات والعبادات والعبادات. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated rulings and regulations that are obligatory upon the servants, and therefore they have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these matters, such as salawat al-khams, such as the five prayers, the obligatory prayers in the day and the night. No one has an option to whether pray or not. It's obligatory upon everyone to pray. Those who are healthy, they pray. Those who are sick, they still pray. They pray according to their ability, and they should learn how to pray and how to purify themselves. Those who are traveling, they pray. You see? You pray at home, and the marketplace, on a journey, in a plane. You're in a plane and you still pray. In a train, in a bus, on a boat, even in a state of war, still pray. Even those who are fighting for the sake of Allah, jihad, still they're not exempt from praying. SubhanAllah. Look how important the prayer is. Now somebody don't pray because it is a game on. SubhanAllah. Asr on, but the playoff are on, and they don't. And they think that that's a valid reason for them, because the playoff is on, and they don't play, and they don't pray. This is a big mistake. If the sick person in pain still have to pray in time, so what about those people who are wasting their time playing or watching those who are playing? Likewise, the zakat is from those obligations. Sawm Ramadan, fasting in the month of Ramadan, that's obligatory, it's not an option. We don't fast because it helps you lose weight. No. You fast because it's an obligation. It's not an option. Hajj Baytillah al-Haram, making Hajj once in a lifetime, that's an obligation. For those who fulfill certain conditions, of course. And we mentioned those in the chapter of Hajj. وَبِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, to be dutiful to your parents, to treat them as commanded by Allah, that's an obligation. To be dutiful to your parents is not an option. Whatever they're nice to you, you're nice to them. Whenever they give you what you want, oh man, all of them, you're nice to them. No, you have to be nice, you're obliged. It's an obligation. No, an obligation, you have to be dutiful to your parents. وغير ذلك من الواجبات التي بين العباد وبين الله والواجبات التي بين العباد بعضهم مع بعض. These are just an example of so many obligations that are good for us. There is those obligations that are rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is other obligations that are between the servants themselves, such as birr al-walidain, that's between the people, between you and your parents. Wasilat al-arham, keeping the ties of kinship, that's between you and between others. Wal-ihsan ila al-mahawij, yani al-fuqara, to help and assist the needy, if you're able. هذه فرائض لا يتركها ويلزم فعلها. So these are examples of obligations, the Shaykh says, that a person should act upon them and should not be negligent. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تضيعوها, أي لا تتركوها أو تتساهلوا في شأنها. لأنها من مصلحتكم ومن قوام دينكم. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, do not neglect these obligations. The Sheikh says, how a person neglects them is by not fulfilling them period at all, or by not performing them as legislated. For instance, the Salat. Some people, they don't pray, period, وعياذ بالله. And some people, they pray, but whenever they want to. They set their own time now, and their own place. They may be close to the masjid, but still pray at home. These are from those people who neglect the prayer. These obligations, the Shaykh says, they were legislated for your benefit. Allah legislates these things for our benefit. And that's what makes your religion upright. You want to be strong in religion, you have to fulfill the obligations. الدين قائم على الفرائض والواجبات ثم المستحبات من الطاعات. A person's religion is established upon these obligations. نعم, that's what keeps a person's religion strong, by fulfilling the obligations and acting upon the obligations. And then increasing from optional acts of worship. Supererogatory acts of worship. فَإِنَّ النَّوَافِلَ تَجْبُرُ الْفَرَائِدِ إِذَا حَصَلَ فِيهَا نَقْصٌ وَتُكَمِّلُهَا. Sheikh says, because these optional acts of worship, whether it be for Salat or Zakat or Hajj and the like, those have a great benefit for us. Because in Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will make up for any deficiencies that we may have in our obligations. Sheikh al-Albani says, رحمه ta'ala, and who is that amongst us, he said, that is sure and certain that he has no deficiencies in his worship, subhanAllah. So there is not a single one of us except that we have deficiencies in our obligations. He says, so therefore, these optional acts of worship is a rahmah from Allah, mercy from Allah, they make up for those deficiencies. ثم قال الشيخ والمستحب هو ما يثاب فاعله ولا يعاقب تاركه. هذا هو المستحب. What is the optional act of worship that is recommended? Because it is recommended, it's not obligatory. What is the definition of it? It is that action, if you do it, you get rewarded, alhamdulillah. But if you don't do it, nothing against you. Nothing against you. This is the mustahab. أما قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وحد حدودا, when he says that Allah سبحانه وتعالى حد حدودا, Allah has set boundaries, Allah has set boundaries and limits. قال الحد هو الشيء المانع. The boundary is something that tell you, look man, this is your limit, that's it. You're not allowed, and you don't have the right to pass beyond this zone. Okay, people, they have their, for example, fence around their properties. That tell you, that's the boundary right there. So Allah has set boundaries as well. وَضَعَ مَوَانِعَ لِلْعِبَادِ لَا يَتَجَاوَزُونَهَا مِنَ الْمُبَاحَاتِ تُغْنِيهِمْ عَمَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah has set boundaries so that we take what's enough for us from those permissible things and don't go to extreme. And go to extreme because, well, but, and then falling into the haram. And then falling into the haram. That which Allah has made permissible for us is enough for us. Is enough. فَاللَّهُ أَحَلَّ لِعِبَادِهِ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَحَرَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ الْخَبَائِثِ. Allah has made permissible for His servants الطيبات, the pure things. Those things that are pure. And He has made forbidden for them all filthy things, the bad and filthy things, those things are not pure. إذن فهناك حلال وهناك حرام. هذه حدود الله سبحانه وتعالى. So we have that which is halal, permissible for us, and we have other things that are forbidden for us. These are the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should know, okay, something Allah made halal, but there is a lot of other things that are right close to it. Other people are doing it. But you need to know, you need to make an effort and ask and learn, is this is still a part of the halal or is it already or not? You need to know that. Not just because people are doing it, you say, look, I'm only one of the people. No, you're a servant of Allah that's supposed to act upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and stay away from the haram. فَالْمُبَاحُ لَا يُتَعَدَّى قَالَ تَعَالَى تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. So the mubah, look, subhanAllah. He says, anything that is permissible, don't go beyond it. You cannot expand the halal. If Allah tells you this is the halal, don't add nothing to it. So, for instance, an example. People, Allah has made وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعِ. Transaction, buying, selling is permissible. But certain people, they add to it. They still conduct in business, but they add other things that are haram. You see? Now you shouldn't go beyond what Allah has made halal. قال الله تعالى في سورة البقرة تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها. These are the limits of Allah. Do not go beyond them. Ayah 229. أما الحرام قال لا يقرب. سبحان الله. شفت كيف؟ الحلال المباح لا يتعدى و الحرام لا يقرب. But that which is haram, Allah didn't, the Shaykh, he didn't say, because this is the ayah actually, but the Shaykh, he mentioned first, he says, as for the haram, don't get near it. He didn't say, go beyond it. See how it changes? Same ayah, the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, now in 187, Allah said, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. These are the limits of Allah, do not come near them. So the first ayah, Allah was talking about the pure things and that which Allah has made halal. He says, that which you want and be satisfied with what Allah has made permissible for you, do not go beyond that. Do not go beyond what Allah has made permissible for you. But when Allah was talking about the haram, the things that are haram, He says, these are the limits of Allah also for the haram. But Allah didn't say, do not go beyond them. He says, do not come near them. Don't come in. You see, don't supposed to come near the haram. قال هذا موقف المسلم من الحلال والحرام أنه يأخذ الحلال الطيب ويكتفي به ويترك الحرام وما يؤدي إليه من الوسائل فلا تقربها أي لا تعمل الوسائل المقربة لها احتياطا. So this is the stand that the Muslim take as related to what Allah has made permissible, the halal, and the forbidden things, the haram. You take the halal because it's pure and it should be enough for you. Even if there is other haram around you, you don't want to deal with that. For instance, marriage. A man, he's married, okay? He's married to a woman, of course, because there's no such thing as a man marrying a man or a woman marrying a woman. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ. But that should be enough for him. He's not like, because any woman in the street, he's not. It's not. So that's haram. Okay? There are other people, they married two, three, four, that's it. Okay? So his halal is enough. Likewise, another example, in food. You eat what's halal and you drink what's halal. But don't let your greed, you know, follow your greed and your nafs and you fall into eating anything that comes in your way. Now you be satisfied with the halal. As for the haram, he says, stay away from it. Meaning, stay away from anything that may lead you to it. You see? Like, for example, zina. Allah says, zina is haram. It's not permissible for a man to fornicate or to fall into adultery. But there is a lot of other things that are haram for us. Looking at the woman, talking to her, be alone with her, chatting with her, and the like. All these things are haram, because they lead to that. Okay? So those are things that are haram as well. قال فالمسلم يقف عند حدود الله عز وجل لا يتجاوزها فيأخذ الحلال والمباح ويترك الحرام. So a Muslim is the one who stops at the boundaries of Allah. He doesn't pass beyond them. When it comes to permissible, he takes what Allah makes it permissible for him. He learns. He don't follow what the people are doing. Is this is permissible? Where? Why everybody doing it? No, that's not a good answer. Because it's permissible in the deen of Allah. Then he says, Alhamdulillah, he do it, and he's happy doing it. Okay? And the haram, he leave it alone. He don't just take a little bit of it, and he says, like certain people said, Akhi, this is not a big deal. Other people are doing a lot of haram. You just look at me, I'm doing only one thing. La. The Muslim should stay away. And if anyone is struggling with anything, then they have to at least know that this is something bad and evil. Don't enjoy the haram and try their best to get away from it. Ask Allah. Follow the means that helps. ثُمَّ قَالَ وَحَرَّمَ أَشْيَاءَ. In the Prophet ﷺ, he says Allah has made certain things haram, forbidden. قَالَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتُ كَثِيرَةَ. Things that are haram are many. And he gave an example, and I mentioned in the Quran many ayats that start by, for example, there is ayah that start by حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَ, the maita, the dead body. If an animal, a chicken that dies, we don't eat it. Okay? A cow that died, we don't eat dead bodies. You have to be slaughtered according to what Allah has legislated, what's permissible for us in our deen. قال وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا. That was in ayah 3 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 275, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah has made buying and selling and transactions halal, while riba, usury and interest, is haram. قال فمنها ما جاء نص التحريم عليه ومنها ما نهى الله عنه والمنهي عنه الأصل أنه حرام. وقد يكون مكروها كراهة تنزيه من باب الاحتياط إذا دل دليل على صرفه عن التحريم. He says, we have a clear ayah that says this is forbidden for you. While there is other things that says stay away from certain things. The Shaykh says if it's this, he means too that it's haram. Unless if there is other things that take it from haram to being disliked. To being disliked. قوله وسكت عن أشياء. So that's for the statement of Allah, of the statement actually of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, says that Allah keeps silent as related to certain things. Didn't mention them in the legislation. يعني لم يحللها ولم يحرمها. Who keeps silent is related to the ruling. Allah didn't say that they are halal or they are haram. لا تسألوا عنها. لأن الله سكت عنها. He said, don't ask about these things because Allah didn't mention them. Allah didn't say they are halal or they are haram. وفي البحث عنها إحراج للناس. And by asking about it, may bring a hardship on the people. فما دام أنها مسكوت عنها فاتركوها. He says, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention its ruling, don't search for it. Don't search for it. من أخذها لا يلام لأن المباح مسكوت عنه. He says, whoever does these things, he's not to be blamed because the mubah, which is ما لا يثاب فاعله ولا يعاقب تاركه. What is mubah? The thing that is permissible. What is the definition of it? So this is the third definition we're taking so far, that the mubah, that which is permissible, is that you do it or you don't, nothing. You don't get rewarded nor you get punished for not doing it. Okay? like drinking water, okay? Drinking water is permissible for you. However, if the intention behind that, what is permissible, it changes it to something that you will be rewarded for. Like sleeping. Is sleeping obligatory or haram? Huh? In general. That depends. In general. It's mubah. Sleep is mubah. But you become, you don't get reward if you go to sleep, and nothing against you if you don't go to sleep. But however, sometimes a person go to sleep and get rewarded. For example, someone after Isha, he says, look, my days are short, I'm going to go to sleep early so I can get up and pray. He get reward for that sleep. Someone who didn't sleep and stay up all night watching TV, I don't know what. See, that's another thing, you see. So, فالله سكت عن لحكمة ما سكت عنها من باب النسيان بل سكت عنها رحمة بكم لألا يشق عليكم. The Shaykh says, Allah, those things that are in Islam, but there is no rule in whether they are halal or haram, permissible or not, lawful or not. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention their ruling, not out of forgetfulness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above this. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. منزه عن النسيان. But for a hikmah, a wisdom, Shaykh says, out of mercy for you, not to put a hardship on you. قَالْ غَيْرَ نِسْيَانِ. Not because of forgetfulness. قَالْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى لَا يَنْسَى. لأن النسيان نقص وذهول. والله جل وعلا لم يسكت عنها النسيان لها وإنما سكت عنها رحمة بكم لألا يضيق عليكم. Allah does not forget. Because forgetfulness is deficiency. You see, it's deficiency. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala munazzahun an hadha kullihi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention the ruling of these things out of mercy. So that to not to make things difficult for the people. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا تبحثوا عنها. Do not go and try to ask about these things and make search about them. قال ما عليه دليل على أنه حلال خذوه وما عليه دليل أنه حرام اتركوه وما سكت عنه لا تبحث عن حكمه لأنه لو كان له حكم لبين الله سبحانه لبينه الله سبحانه وتعالى. He said, سبحان الله. الشيخ فوزان, he says, when there is a proof for something that is permissible, halal, take it. Because he has a proof, take it. Anything that the proof tells us it's haram, stay away from it. And that which Allah keep it, he didn't say it's halal or haram, don't go and start look for it and ask questions. Because if he has a ruling like that, Allah will mention it and make it clear for us. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله هذه ضوابط يسير عليها المسلم في دينه وفي حياته وفي تعامله وفي سلوكه يفعل الواجبات ويترك المحرمات. نكمل بعد الأذان إن شاء الله.
محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Astagfirullah. Sometimes he forgets.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Yeah, I think you keep changing numbers. Yeah, I'm a car right now.
Busy, you know, so I can imagine you.
Yes. Well, this is something different, you know, they give us. They give it to us, you know. So what do we do? What do we do that they, you know, they just give it to us?
No condition.
No, I mean, as long as you're a good student, you make decent grades, they just give it to you. S-A-A-H-I-R.
H-I-R.
Yes.
You know what this name is? It's not your name in the paper, is it?
What do you mean?
This name.
Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong.
You said S-A-A-H-I-R?
Yes.
Sahil.
Yes.
It's an official.
No. Yeah, I'm pronouncing it wrong. It means like the one who stays up at night.
Sahil.
Nah.
With the hat. Yeah. See, that's the difference with the Arabic.
That's right.
Because he is Sahil.
It means magician.
Sahil. Because this H could be both half and half. You have this one. With this, those who are gonna think that the H is half the sahir. That's bad. But you with this, like, you have sahir, this one, sahir. That's yours right here.
Depending on the pronunciation.
Bad. Based on our pronunciations. You don't say my name Sahir. What's your name?
Sahir. Here.
Is it your name on the paper?
Yes, it's my name.
On the passport?
It's my name. And my license.
Your people, your family, they put it on. They give it to you.
Well, I was going to say, if it's not, it's just something that people pick up, see?
Yeah, but my number is 678-891-9523. They're very close. For the brothers who know the Arabic fluent, I have to tell them this all the time.
Oh yeah, I tell you
all the time. You know, I see when they say it, their eyes blow up. You know.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, their eyes blow up.
Where is this man?
You show up tonight.
Barakallah.
Inshallah.
I'm
There is no fitness when it comes. If there is no fitness, for example, sometimes if my question is like this, you can hear the women right here. Sometimes they have one same door to come. These women stay home. They don't have to come here. Leave the people alone. When people come to us, you have to treat them with kindness. The lameness. But the people who are calling for the bid'ah applications, these people, the administration will tell them that they're lame. If Tabligh is coming to recruit people. But there is layman people who go to business as well. But now they're coming to you, you have to be nice to them. I thought maybe there is two from you Salafi brothers. Whenever a layman comes from other masajid, they will talk bad about them. The problem they talk about him, we still listen to them. So what do you think?
Okay.
Don't worry about it. You get in confrontation. See somebody who has knowledge, tell them. What's wrong are we doing? And this is not how we do it. You don't start the technology. We have something Allah has given us before. Prophet has some gifts and say, well, you and me, why are you going to let everybody know? Let's get one. And they say, oh man, I'm sorry, alhamdulillah. If not, you won't get it. Tell your brother, this guy is a troublemaker. And that's what you know. Nobody thinks they sell it. They will stand with you and talk to you. Just maybe, whether they are ignorant people and have no clue what Salafi is, or they just really bad people who they know what they're doing and they just want to do it for other people. First thing, you should be in no confrontation with people. Give them truth. If you get in confrontation, they're going to change. They're going to warn everybody again. Okay? You do not give them any confrontation. Look at the Prophet who did in Mecca. He did no confrontation. Talk. If you have no problem, if you have no student, you're going to be even
Anyway, see if one of you is good with the computer, can you put the website? Just put the website in the 70s and copy, paste, and put stuff in it. And give that out to the family so they can go to that website and know that this is what they're looking for. And those people who like it, they will come in. And books too. Whenever you guys have some money extra, $200, $300, buy some so the small books, and give them away to the ladies. CDs, burn CDs and give them out. You see? That way is not going to spread by confrontation. Confrontation means nothing but blood. That was spread by teaching. Not by confrontation. You just connect the people to the knowledge. Whether they come to you or not, this is your job. You don't want, you're not there because you want a lot of people to come. Sometimes you have more people than can handle. But what the main purpose of the mission is that you give the sound ground, the sound appeal, the sound sunnah, but you can do it in a smooth way. Because if surround their face, but if you get in confrontation, they're going to kill you. They're going to turn everybody against you. Nobody's listening to you now. So leave that alone, but give. They give the bidah, you give some. They give shirk, give turkey. They give tradition, you give the salaf, salih. And those that Allah wants good for them, they're going to come to you. And those that Allah wants good for them, you're never going to come. Alright, nice seeing you again. Where you staying?
Savannah Suites on Pine Street.
In here? Where?
In this area.
How are you going to go there?
I was going to get on the bus with you.
Okay. Is it okay with you?
There's somebody going on there. That'd be nice.
We didn't know. I didn't know who she was. Alhamdulillah, very good. That's a good news. Hey, put your shoes on, man. Oh, let me get you those now.
Bring it to me, he'll put some
stuff. Maybe one here at the bottom.
Two, there is two. You put one here in the bottom and one here.
Okay. Jazakallah khair, okay. I really, really appreciate that.
I like that to go fish.
I mean, all of them.
Now, where's Hassan? Yeah, he says he's gonna take you, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Alright. He lives that way, isn't he?
Okay.
May I live the opposite.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's going that way, is better.
Yeah, why not?
Inshallah, I'll see you on the 17th.
We'll be back on the 17th.
May?
Yeah.
Okay.
17th, you know, we'll be on this for the Saturday, Sunday night, inshallah.
Okay.
I'll have a couple more brothers, inshallah.
Inshallah. Barakallahu fiqh. Barakallahu khair, Musa. Assalamu alaikum.
واللي هي كل يوم يسحبون كل يوم مساء تسحب 6 أرقام من الناس يشترون اليوم كامل الناس يشترون تذاكر بدولار بأكثر بأقل في أمريكا كلها حيث يدر ملايين وإلا الذي يسحب أرقامه هذا يؤخذ 10 ملايين 100 قد يصل إلى 400 مليون 100 مليون دولار لكن جزء من هذه المداخيل طبعا مداخيل خيالية كثيرة جزء من هذه المداخيل هو الذي تسحب بمساعدات الدولار هل يجوز نعم الآن
not the bag. Yeah, it was a bag.
It was a bag of something. Yeah.
That's nice, man. Yeah, very good.
Clean haven. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brush your hair before it dries like that. It's sticking up in the back. Please brush your hair. The girl has to brush her hair.
Well, Mr. Brother.
He tripped.
Huh?
He was walking and tripped.
Where are you guys going? You left me on this.
Oh!
Wait.